1:35. This is The Other Side of Midnight. That is Simon and Garfunkel. You can't go wrong with a little Simon and Garfunkel. I've joined in studio by Bob Wolf, who specifically requested keep the customer satisfied. Bob Wolf is a terrific guy. He's a college and career skills readiness trainer. He's a founder of, I don't want to call it an organization, it's more of an approach to life called HICA, which we'll tell you about in a second. And really, so much of Bob's presentation and training has to do with building relationships and relationship building. And just the fact that Bob is sitting here now is a product of how fortunate I've been to spend a lot of time building relationships for my entire life, quite frankly, because I got to know John Catsimatidis, the owner of our radio station. Not only did he give me a job here talking to you right now, but he introduced me to a gentleman named Gary Krupp, who connected me here with Bob Wolf. Bob, last time we were scheduled to have you on, you got a flat tire. I take it you made it here tonight without any incident.
No incident. That's the reason I came in a little bit earlier.
Wonderful.
Just in case.
Wonderful. Always better to be early than late. Now, Bob, for people that haven't heard our previous conversations, explain in a nutshell what it is that you do exactly.
The whole issue of what I do is how to help people build relationships, to meet people, to earn support from people, and work effectively with people. The only thing that's the same in every type of job and work that we do is people. And you just made a comment about how we met and how fortunate you were to have the people that have given you opportunities do those things. Well, unfortunately, right now in schools and in the business world, technology has taken over the whole issue of making relationships. And it's not the same as what we're doing right now, which is sitting down, looking at each other, talking to each other, reading body language, etc. So I spend the time teaching specific skills that teach people how to meet, earn support from, and work effectively with people. Common sense, everyday proven effective skills.
Now, it's such a good point that you make. I've noticed even in the radio business, as you've seen the migration of radio hosts choosing to do their shows from home rather than at radio stations, there's been and look, I've done it when there's been a blizzard or when it hasn't worked for me to be here logistically, but it's been rare in the course of the last 10 or 11 years that I've been hosting a radio show. I think you could count on one or two hands the number of times that I've done it from home. I've noticed a serious degradation in the quality of radio shows because guests can't, not only can guests and hosts not see one another face to face, but guest and engineer, phone screener and host and producer, and you just miss so much by being isolated in this bubble. So interpersonal skills is something that is sorely lacking, in my view, across the board.
Well, what's funny about that is we've now decided to call them something called soft skills, which makes absolutely no sense because they're foundational, structurally important skills that you need to do anything having to do with people, which is everything you do in life.
HICA, H-I-K-A. What is HICA?
It stands for Human Interaction Knowledge Applied Skills. When I started this program, I called them HOPE Skills. I thought it was a very cool acronym, Help Other People Excel. Got trademarks on it, and I thought, wow. But people would say, well, what are they? What are they? The word HOPE is, it's all over the place. So what I've talked about lately is these are human interaction, like we're doing now, knowledge applied skills. The knowledge you've got now that you share with your listeners is what's important. The fact that you can explain it as well as you do and add personality to it the way you do is so much more important than what we're trying to teach these kids by looking at a screen and a keyboard.
So whether it's Long Island, whether it's Staten Island, whether it's New York State or elsewhere, if a school wants to bring you in to train some high school people, some college people about these skills that are clearly not being taught in school, how do they do that?
They can contact me by phone. They can contact me by my email, which is www.hopeskills.com. And by the way, I'm redoing the website because it's a mess right now. It's been up for about 7 years, so we're changing it.
So the website, if the people want to get in touch with you, hopeskills.com.
Correct.
All right. Bob Wolf is my guest in studio. Always enjoy having Bob in studio, not only because he's just got this great set of pipes, sounds as good as anybody that's on the radio professionally, but it's because after Bob is on the radio with me, I know that I can count within a couple of days on a wonderfully written, warm thank you note. And, Bob, that's apparently not something you do just for me. That's, you do this across the board.
Well, I did it when I was first hired by Johnson & Johnson for my first sales job by my division manager, may he rest in peace, Dick Eglinton. And when I was trained, he said, the first thing you're going to do for 3 months, you're going to go meet people in the hospitals. And by the way, they gave me the number one territory in the country. They gave me Manhattan. And I was a rookie, and I thought, I don't belong there. And he said to me, here's what you're going to do. You're going to meet people, every department head, every secretary. You're going to find out their name, their title, et cetera. You're going to go home after that day, and you're going to write each one of them a handwritten thank you note. And I said to him, why? I didn't sell them anything. He said, yes, you did. You sold them yourself. Mm. So they have a choice. They can see you or not see you. So I did that for 3 months, and my penmanship isn't great, but at least I could put the information about, thank you for your time. I appreciate you seeing me. How can I help you with a problem? Let me know. So I became habitually addicted to thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes. And I've received them from my career, from customers, from people who fix my car. And I believe that they're a wonderful way to let someone know how much you appreciate what they've done for you whenever they did it for you.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a big, I don't know that I'm quite as prolific as you, but I am a big sender of thank you notes, and I love receiving them. One of my most treasured possessions to this day is a thank you note I got from Bob Barker, and it made my day. You know, I still think about it. It still just makes me so happy. When exactly should we be sending thank you notes, both in terms of what kind of circumstances should lead to a thank you note being sent, and in terms of what kind of time should pass after a good deed is done before a thank you note is sent?
That's a very wide open question, and I will simply say that most people that I talk to, whether they be students or whether they be business people, they'll do it, as we were talking about with Christian before, you said, when you get a gift, whether it's a holiday time, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or the birth of a new child, and you just want to thank people who have sent you something for that particular occasion. On the other hand, I think it's important to send them to people who have helped you 6 months ago, 8 months ago, who may have forgotten about you. Mm. And the thing to do is to say, when I dropped a note to Gary and Mary and said, thank you for introducing me to Frank and to John Katsimatidis, he was surprised that he got one. But the reality is, it's a beautiful, personal, professional way to show your gratitude to someone.
If people want to comment on this, by the way, we'll take your questions as well. 800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. Why is a handwritten thank you note superior to an emailed thank you note or text message thank you, given the immediacy of those formats as compared to the couple of days minimum that it will take for somebody to get a thank you note in the mail?
Well, first of all, an email and a text can be deleted either intentionally or accidentally, and that happens all the time. I know when I talk to some graduate students, they'll say, oh, no, we don't do emails. We're doing handwritten thank you notes, Bob. We send emails. I said, well, did you ever delete an email intentionally or accidentally? Oh, yes, of course. I said, well, did you ever delete a stamp? And they look at me like, I've got three heads. I said, when you get an envelope in the mail, it's got a stamp on it with your name that's handwritten. Do you normally open it? Oh, yes, all the time. So the fact of the matter is, it's much more personal. And the fact is that There's a principal of a high school here in New York who, when I sent him a thank you note, was shocked when I went in to see him in his office 2 weeks after I sent it. It was sitting on his desk. And I said to him, well, Mark, what is that doing there? He said, Bob, I've never received a thank you note. This is the principal
Wow.
of a nationally ranked high school in this country. So I think that the way you stand out in life, if you'd like to be a bud person, better, unique, and different, you do things differently.
I like that, bud, better,
unique, and
different.
That's what I try to explain to people, which is what you are when you do your show, the way you do it, the way you do it, your recollection of the people you've met going to Atlantic City and your pre-Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve event. I think it's all about how you position what you say and how you say it to people.
So, again, which occasions require a thank you note? Some are easy. Someone gives you a gift, you know you have to send a thank you note.
Correct.
What other occasions?
If I get advice from someone who has done me a favor, if someone introduced me to someone like you, I send them a note and say, thank you very much for what you did. I appreciate the time you took to introduce me to Frank Morano. There's the occasion when someone gives you advice, when someone wrote an article that you particularly were interested in many years ago, a very interesting now, a good friend of mine by the name of Bob Reese, who had a game company. He wrote something in the New York Times, and I read it. This was 30 years ago. And I wrote a little handwritten thank you note. And I said, I'm going to call you. Would you take my call? When I called, the secretary said, Bob would love to take your call. He got that note, and he was so happy to receive it from you. And I had never met Bob Reese before. So I wrote it to him because he wrote an article that impressed me. So your imagination is where you use creativity to decide how you're going to send one. I got a thank you note here from a state senator who was the director of education in New York State. I heard him speak at a meeting, and I was so impressed with him. I went up to him when he was finished, and I simply said, by the way, I loved what you just said. But more importantly, I really appreciate how you said it. You sounded sincere. And he said, well, thank you very much. And I gave him my business card. I said, I know you're busy. That's all I want to say. Thank you. And I went and sat down. 2 weeks later, I got a thank you note, handwritten note from this gentleman saying, I was shocked that you came up and complimented me on how I spoke, and I really appreciate what you're doing. How can I help you? And at the time, he was the head of the educational department for New York State, and we didn't know each other. So from a business perspective, in business, the way you will stand out is when someone does something or you would like them to do something for you, and you've heard about them through a colleague that or a connection, and you write and simply say, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I heard about some of the wonderful things you've done for other people, and I just wanted to compliment you on them.
You know, we've seen a variety of aspects of technology, the culture, and even communications make something of a comeback. You saw record players, for instance, make a dramatic comeback. We've seen the idea of Christmas cards make a little bit of a comeback. Certain forms of communication technology make a comeback. Do you see a scenario in which thank you cards, which have seemed to be declining in recent decades, can make a comeback?
They are making a comeback. There was just a big article in the paper on Long Island last week about holiday cards. And what was amazing was the writers in that article were talking about the fact that this is a unique way to communicate to someone that you haven't seen in a long time, that you won't see at Christmas or New Year's or Hanukkah, but you'd like them to know you're thinking about them. And it takes 5 minutes to think about the person. It takes a few minutes to write a handwritten note, to sign the envelope, to put a stamp on it. So you've spent 10 minutes thinking about that person. And when you do that, when you send an email, normally you shoot it off, you type it out, and boom, you hit send.
You know what I do, and I do send thank you cards frequently, but you know what I have made sort of my thing is whenever I go anywhere that's involves me sleeping somewhere other than home, I will send out postcards, right? I send postcards from wherever I am to at least 10 people that I know. And one of the things that I've found in the last few years is a lot of the people that I've been sending postcards to, they now send postcards to me and elsewhere and to others whenever they go somewhere. So can you see the habit of handwritten thank you notes becoming contagious?
It's becoming contagious. That particular principal who I wrote to, who's become a very strong supporter of what I do, he had a meeting 2 years ago with his teachers at the end of the year. And during that meeting, one of the teachers raised the hand and said to him, excuse me, the principal noticed that the teachers were laughing amongst themselves. And the question that was posed to the principal was, we're just wondering, we've all been getting thank you notes from our students. And the principal was laughing. He said, well, I'm not surprised. And they said, well, but we've never had them before. He said, well, that's because it was what Bob's been talking with them about. So if a teacher does something favorable to a student, or maybe says something positive about the student to their parents, what's the harm in sending a thank you note?
You believe this is something that if people adopt, whether it's young people or adults, it could actually help them professionally?
No, I guarantee you it helps them professionally because it makes them stand out. You see, when you get an email, you're so busy with 1,500 emails a day or a week that when something comes in the mail to you, you sit down, you open the envelope, you take a moment, you take a deep breath, and you say, wow, if that card says thank you or it's got a little particular saying on it that you can wonder, who's sending me this thing? And you open it and it says, I appreciate your time. Thank you for what you did for me. I appreciate the advice you gave me. I appreciate you opening that door for me. Thank you for the interview, even though we didn't get together on the job. I really enjoyed meeting you, and maybe when you hire someone else and they don't work out, you'll remember me. So those are the things that should, from a business perspective, absolutely make you stand out.
We're talking with Bob Wolf. He is one of my favorites. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, you can do so at 800-848-9222. If you want to learn more about him, if you know somebody or if you are a school administrator, a teacher, or a principal that you think your students can benefit from the HICCA skills that Bob is imparting, which includes the so-called soft skills, which Bob says really aren't soft at all, you can go to the website hopeskills.com. That's hopeskills.com. 800-848-9222. Let me take at least one call here. Let me say hello to Sam in New Jersey. Sam, good morning. Thanks for calling in to The Other Side of Midnight with Bob Wolf.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Frank. And hi, Bob. How are you?
Cool. Sam, it's a pleasure. Nice to meet you.
So I want to ask you, what do you think of, let's just say a person trying to get through to, his mother, who's very involved in technology. And, you know, a son and a mother should have a good relationship, but the mother is too in her own world with technology. What advice can you give to someone like that to try to better the relationship?
It's a great question. I would drop mom a note and simply say, you know, mom, we haven't spent as much time as we'd like together, and that screen and keyboard is kind of getting in the way of us face-to-face sitting down and chatting a little bit, having a cup of coffee. And if she gets a note from you or a note from someone in that particular case, she will be very much impressed because she doesn't get them very often, if ever.
Right. You think that'll make a long-term effect or just a temporary little minor feeling inside of her heart?
It's a door, good way to phrase it. It's a door opener to further dialogue and discussion of opportunity.
Thank you for the call, Sam. You know, somebody that is very good with handwritten notes, and you wouldn't know it given the negative coverage that's been in the papers about him over the course of the last few weeks, is Howard Stern. Whenever he has an acquaintance who has a loved one pass away or has some sort of a tragedy, he will always send them a handwritten note. And I can tell you, the people that get it from him, it really, really means a lot. There was also a judge out in Staten Island, Bob Giganti, who was very prolific in terms of notes, and it was always nice to be able to get a note from him. Bob, can you stick around a few more minutes?
I would appreciate it.
All right, 800-848-WABC if you want to comment on any portion of our conversation. That's 1-800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight, joined in studio by Bob Wolf. Straight ahead.
This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
Old Man River, that old man river, he don't say nothing, but he must know something. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on.
Couple of minutes before 2 o'clock, this is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. That's Frank Sinatra singing Old Man River. That might be the only person on radio with a better voice than Bob Wolf. We're talking with Bob Wolf. You can learn more about him by going to hopeskills.com. He is on a lifelong quest to teach students and adults about the HICCA skills, the interpersonal skills, which are not only far too lacking in the workplace, but they're far too lacking in society. If you have questions, we'll try and get you on with Bob. 800-848-9222. Anna is here in Manhattan. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Frank. So interesting you're talking about this. I'm just sitting here writing a thank you note right now, and I find it's good to write it right away so you still have that enthusiasm. And also, I teach at one of the CUNY colleges about job interviews, and one of the things I tell them is immediately afterwards, write a thank you note on paper, send it right away, that it really makes you stand out.
It sounds like good advice, doesn't it, Bob?
Oh, it's great advice, especially after an interview. There's no question. And then if you don't hear anything, what you do is you make a phone call and you chat with that secretary on the phone and you get her name and you drop her a note also and said, thanks for taking my call.
Tim is in Brooklyn. Hello there, Tim.
Yeah, hello. I want to talk about also writing things. I have like a second cousin. We know each other pretty well, but we had arguments because she's like a rat. She's actually like a communist, and she's and I'm like an Orthodox Jew, you know, the Trump type of guy. And we had some really bad. And then she sent me a letter, and she's very friendly. And she signed it, love Susan, And I sent her a photograph of our mutual great-grandparents, and I signed to Love, Jimmy. And then she sent me a long letter. And now we're having, and we, you know, we have certain subjects that are taboo. And you know, when you write something, you don't, when you send an email, it's very easy to press a button on stuff you really didn't want to say.
Right. That's a great point. That's a great point, Tim. I'll let you have the last word, Bob.
That's a phenomenal point. And the written word means that the person took the time to think about you, put those words down on paper, and those words are there in your hand to read whenever you kind of feel bummed out about them.
Yeah. Well said. Bob, it is always a pleasure to see you. Let's do this again soon. Have a happy New Year.
Thank you. I wish you the same. Christian, the same to you, my friend.